drugs.
Silencio.
Déjame hablar.
Oh, crap. Wow, Nick the Deck. What a surprise. Where are you coming from, Nick?
Fishing in Cuernavaca.
Oh, sure you are. What do you say we take a look at your catch, huh? Come on.
Me, I would have thrown him back.
Bájense todos. Formen una línea aquí, por favor.
So, Nick, what do you get? Like $100 a head here? 200? Hope you saved it all for your lawyer, my friend, because you are going to need it.
We'll take it from here.
Who the hell are you?
INS Division 6.
Division 6? I never heard of Division 6.
Really? Who you got your money on, D?
Tough call, Kane.
Oye, vato. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Cómo estás?
Bien, bien. Okay.
Abuela, no te preocupes. Bienvenida a los Estados Unidos. ¿Y a dónde vas? ¿Nogales? Buscando trabajo, sin duda. ¿Y tú? Lo mismo. ¿Y tú? Placer verle aquí. ¿Y tú?
¿Qué dices si te rompo la cara? Eres muy feo, ¿no?
Y no hablas ni una palabra del español.
We got a winner here.
Todos los demás pueden irse. Váyanse.
No se muevan.
Tomen el camión y váyanse, por favor.
Sir. Sir, you can't just...
Don't sir me, young man. You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Súbense en el camión ahorita, por favor. We're going to have a little chat with our friend here. You fellas can hit the road. Keep on protecting us from the dangerous aliens.
You ever hear of Division 6?
There is no Division 6. This is bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like you fell off the bus in the wrong part of town, amigo. In fact, I'm going to bet dollars to pay so you're not from anywhere near here.
Mikey?
Ja man inte hejsta kompströve. Kampana checka, huh?
Mikey, when they let you out of jail?
What's that a cow on?
Political refugee, right.
You know how many treaties you just violated?
One.
Try seven.
Shia, bachi, ponchonyats, tokayos.
That's enough, Mikey. You hand me that head. Put up your arms and all your flippers. Oh, shit.
That. What?
Was not human, I know. Oh, looks like you got some entrails on you there, pal.
What the hell?
Situation's out of control. Calm down, please. Give me your attention for a moment. I'll be glad to tell you what happened. This is called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, more specifically the ones for memory.
Well, that's good, fellas. Give me a splay burn around the perimeter with holes at 40, 60, and 80 meters from right here. Thank you. Thank you.
What in the hell is going on?
Excellent question. And the answer you're looking for lies right here.
Who are you? Really?
Really? I am just a figment of your imagination. Damn, what a gullible breed.
I'm serious, fellas. You're lucky to be alive after a blast like that.
What blast?
The underground gas main, genius. You fellas need to exercise a lot more caution before discharging your firearms. I'll tell you that right now. Especially you. Have yourselves checked out with EMS on the other side of the hill before you leave.
I'm sorry about back there.
That happens.
Been used to... Spirit's willing, Kay, but the rest of me, they're beautiful, aren't they?
What?
The stars. We never just look anymore.
No?
I'll tell you, Kay, I will miss the chase.
No, Dee. You won't.
Freeze! LAPD, freeze!
All yours, Edwards.
Freeze me! Stop! Stop! Stop!
Just be raining black people in New York.
NYPD means I will knock your punk ass down.
He's coming. He's coming.
Yeah, when he gets here, I'll arrest his ass, too.
Oh, you try to get your beat down, huh?
Coming because I failed, and now he'll kill me too.
Yeah, well, you're just pissing everybody off today, huh?
You don't understand. Your world's gonna end.
What the hell are you? Hey,
watch that ledge. Watch the ledge.
Wait, look, come on down. We'll get those eyes fixed. Don't even worry about it. Wait a minute. Let me talk to you.
Thank you.
I go out, I work my butt off to make a living. All I want is to come home to a nice clean house with a nice fat steak on the table. But instead I get this. It looks like poison. Don't you take that away. I'm eating that, damn it. It is poison, isn't it? I swear to God, I would not be surprised if it was. The way you skulk around here like a dog been hit too much or ain't been hit enough. I can't make up my mind. You're useless, Beatrice. The only thing that pulls its weight around here is my goddamn truck.
Vegas.
What the heck is it, Edgar?
Get your big butt back in the house.
Please, projectile weapon on the ground.
You can have my gun when you pry it from my cold dead fingers.
Your proposal is acceptable.
Edgar, what on earth was that?
Sugar.
I've never seen sugar do that.
Give me sugar. And water. More. More.
Your skin is hanging off your bones.
Oh, yeah. Is that leather?
The traitor then blinked two sets of eyelids. You mean blinked with both eyes?
No, sir. He blinked one set, then he blinked a completely different set.
You know, like high beams and low beams.
Was that before or after he drew the weapon that you claim evaporated into a million pieces?
After, sir.
And why is it that none of the other officers saw either of these two events?
Well, sir, some of the other officers are a little soggy around the midsection. I guess that's why they weren't able to keep up.
Edwards. If you are half the man I am...
What the hell are you talking about? I am half the man that you are.
And what is your problem?
My problem is you being all up in my damn face. That's my problem.
You know, I think he threw him off the roof.
Sorry, really, maybe you next.
I want to talk to you.
10 minutes, you take
outside.
Your best shot.
No.
Okay.
Take 10 minutes on a Stairmaster, you pudgy bastard.
I believe you. Laurel Weaver, Deputy Medical Examiner. Find me at the morgue in 26. I'll show you.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute.
Excuse me. You're Dr. Weaver with the coroner's office working over John Doe, right?
Yes, that's right.
Will you look this, please?
Some night, huh?
Yeah, some night.
They were gills, not eyelids. Gills. He was out of breath.
Who are you?
Did he say anything to you?
Yeah, he said the world was coming to an end.
Did he say when? recognize that weapon of his if you saw it again.
Absolutely.
Well, come on, let's take a ride.
Wait a minute. Look, I got tons of paperwork.
Right, it's all done.
Good work, Edwards.
You really ran this dude down on foot. That's tough, kid. That's double tough.
So, who exactly are you with? FBI? NSA?
I'm part of a bureau that licenses, monitors, and polices alien activity on the planet Earth.
Yeah, whatever.
We're here.
This is where we going?
Yeah.
This is Jack Jeeb's spot. He buys from chain snatchers. He doesn't even sell guns.
Really?
All right, look. I'm going to slot up in here and I'm going to put my thing down. But when I come back out, I want some real answers.
Okay, go put your thing down.
Officer Eduardo, how did these get here? I thought I'd turn these into the proper authorities.
The way I hear it, Jeebsy, you into something a little hotter than some stolen Rolexes.
Well, I'm a huge crack dealer now, but I still work here because I love the hours.
I'm talking about guns, smartass. Weird ones.
Come on, Edward, what you see is what I got.
Why don't you show him the imports, Jeebs?
Hey, Kay, how are you?
Show him the imports right now.
I got out of that business a long time ago.
Why, you lied to me, Jeeves. I hate it when you lie.
Now just hold on a second.
I'm going to count to three.
He'll do it, Jeeves.
One.
I'm telling you, that man does not look stable.
Two.
But you know what? Talk to me. He is just crazy when he's like this.
He's always crazy. Why don't you get a massage? Take a cruise.
Three. Drop the weapon and put your hands on your head.
I warned him.
Drop the weapon!
You warned him.
Don't make me kill you.
You insensitive prick. Do you have any idea how much that stings?
Show us the merchandise, you're going to lose another head, dude. Mr. Edwards.
Right there. The one in the middle.
You sold a reverberating carbonizer with mutate capacity to an unlicensed cephalopoid. Jeeves, you piece of...
He looked all right to me.
It must have been for an assassination. Who's the target?
You know, I don't know.
God damn it, Jeeves! I don't know!
All right, that's confiscated, all of it. Now, once you're on the next transport off this rocker, I'm going to shoot you where it don't grow back.
Yeah, and I'm going to be back to talk about them Rolexes.
Searching for a handle on the moment.
I can't help you. The only comfort I can offer is my promise that tomorrow morning you won't remember a thing.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly some shit you just forget.
You ever see one of these, son?
She looks over at her husband and she sits down in her lap and she says, "Honey, this one's eating my popcorn."
You did it! Oh, you gotta go. Thanks for the egg rolls, kid.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you?
You see what I mean about tequila? You're a very bright young man, James, but you need to lay off the sauce. I'll see you bright and early, 9:00. Be there or be square.
Think we own the place? I got an eviction notice for you boys.
Just what exactly do you think you're doing here?
Taking care of your pest problem.
Pest problem? Pest!
Yeah, you got a hell of an infestation.
You know, I've noticed an infestation here. Everywhere I look, in fact, nothing but undeveloped, unevolved, barely conscious pond scum. totally convinced of their own superiority as they scurry about in short, pointless lives.
Well, yeah. Don't you want to get rid of them?
Oh, the worst way.
My name is Zed. You're all here because you're the best of the best. Marines, Air Force, Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, NYPD. And we're looking for one of you. Just one. What will follow is a series of simple tests for motor skills, concentration, stamina. I see we have a question.
I'm sorry. Maybe you already answered this, but why exactly are we here?
Son?
Second Lieutenant Jake Jensen, West Point, graduate with honors. We're here because you're looking for the best of the best of the best. Sir!
What's so funny, Edwards?
Your boy Captain America over here. The best of the best of the best. Sir! With honors. He's just really excited and he has no clue why we're here. That's very funny to me. Y'all ain't laughing, though.
Okay, let's get going. Felt little Tiffany deserved to die.
Well, she was the only one that actually seemed dangerous at the time, sir.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
Well, first I was going to pop this guy hanging from the streetlight, and then I realized, he's just working out. And how would I feel somebody come running in the gym bust me in my ass while I'm on a treadmill? Then I saw this snarling beast guy And I noticed he had a tissue in his hand. And I realized, you know, he's not snarling. He's sneezing. You know, ain't no real threat there. And I saw a little Tiffany. I'm thinking, you know, 8-year-old white girl, middle of the ghetto, bunch of monsters, this time of night with quantum physics books. She about to start some shit, Zed. She's about 8 years old. Those books are way too advanced for her. If you ask me, I say she's up to something. And to be honest, I'd appreciate it if you eased up off my back about it. Or do I owe her an apology? That was a good shot, though, right?
He's got a real problem with authority.
So do I. But this kid ran down a cephalopoid on foot, boss. That's got to be tough enough.
Let's hope you know what you're doing.
Gentlemen, congratulations. You're everything we've come to expect from years of government training. And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer. An eye exam.
Where are you going?
Yo. Hey, man, what the hell is all this?
Back in the mid-1950s, the government started a little underfunded agency with the simple and laughable purpose of establishing contact with the race not of this planet.
If you look directly at the end of this device, we'll administer the eye test.
Everybody thought the agency was a joke, except the aliens who made contact March 2, 1961, outside New York. There were 9 of us the first night. 7 agents, 1 astronomer, and 1 dumb kid who got lost on the wrong back road.
Oh, you brought that tall man some flowers.
This way. They were a group of intergalactic refugees. Wanted to use the Earth as an apolitical zone for creatures without a planet. Did you ever see the movie Casablanca? The same thing, except no Nazis.
Oh.
We agreed, and we concealed all the evidence of their landing.
Uh-huh. So these are real flying saucers, and the World's Fair was just a cover-up for their landing.
Why else would we hold it in Queens? More non-humans arrive every year, and they live among us in secret.
Look, I'm sorry, not to change the subject or anything, but when was the last time you had a CAT scan?
About 6 months ago. It's company policy.
Ryan, you should make another appointment. Look, tell your boy Zed I had an absolutely wonderful time, and thank you for everything, but why don't you show me the door?
All right. I'm going to get some coffee. You want some coffee?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Wanga!
Wanga!
How you doing, fellas?
Oh, shit!
Hey.
That's not decaf, is it?
Viennese cinnamon.
Oh, don't tell me we only got that powder stuff for cream again. I hate that stuff.
No, the Greek is a twaka.
Good. You guys getting along all right?
No.
Well, don't work too hard.
Oh, you guys seem like a wangers.
Sure you don't want some coffee? All right, kid, here's the deal. At any given time, there are around 1,500 aliens on the planet. Most of them right here in Manhattan. And most of them are decent enough. They're just trying to make a living.
Cab drivers.
Not as many as you'd think. Humans, for the most part, don't have a clue. They don't want one or need one either. They're happy. They think they have a good bead on things.
But why the big secret? People are smart. They can handle it.
The person is smart. People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it. 1,500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was the center of the universe. 500 years ago, everybody knew the Earth was flat. And 15 minutes ago, you knew that people were alone on this planet.
Imagine what you'll know tomorrow.
What's the catch?
The catch. The catch is you will sever every human contact. Nobody will ever know you exist anywhere. Ever. I'll give you the sunrise to think it over.
Hey, is it worth it?
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. If you're strong enough.
there's some next level shit going on around here, and I'm with that. But before y'all get to beaming me up, it's a couple things I want you to understand. First off, you chose me, so you recognize the skills. And I don't want nobody calling me son or kid or sport or nothing like that, cool?
Cool, whatever you say, Slick, but I need to tell you something about all your skills. As of right now, they mean precisely dick.
Give us some trip?
Diplomatic mission.
Duration of stay?
Lunch.
Any fruits or vegetables?
You'll stay away from that guy. He's grouchy. 3-hour delay in customs after a trip of 17 trillion miles gonna make anybody cranky. You know what I mean?
Hey, what branch of the government do we report to?
Well, none. They ask too many questions.
So who pays for all this?
We hold the patents on a few gadgets that we confiscated from out-of-state visitors. Velcro, microwave ovens, liposuction. This is a fascinating little gadget. It's going to replace CDs soon, so I'll have to buy the White Album again.
Oh, that is a lot of fun. It's a universal translator. We're not even supposed to have it, and I'll tell you why.
Human thought is so primitive, it's looked upon as an infectious disease in some of the better galaxies.
That kind of makes you proud, doesn't it?
Huh?
Hey, what's this? Oh! Oh!
This thing caused the 1977 New York blackout. Practical joke by the great attractor. He thought it was funny as hell.
Sorry, y'all. It was an accident. Sorry.
Observation. The heart of our little endeavor. Meet the twins. And Bob. This map shows the location of every registered alien on Earth at any given time. Some of them under constant surveillance. Everyone on those screens is an alien. In public, they're as normal as you are, but in private, well... You'll get the idea.
Oh, man.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, no, it makes perfect sense. When I was in third grade, everybody told me I was crazy, but I knew our teacher had to be from like Venus or something like that.
Ms. Edelson, Jupiter, actually. Well, one of the moons.
Revolve. Class. Be quiet and pay attention. If I have to tell you one more time...
Edwards, let's put it on.
Put what on?
The last suit you'll ever wear. You will dress only in attire specially sanctioned by MIB Special Services. You'll conform to the identity we give you. Eat where we tell you. Live where we tell you. From now on, you'll have no identifying marks of any kind. You will not stand out in any way. Your entire image is crafted to leave no lasting memory with anyone you encounter. You are a rumor, recognizable only as deja vu and dismissed just as quickly. You don't exist. You were never even born. Anonymity is your name. Silence, your native tongue. You are no longer part of the system. You are above the system, over it, beyond it. We're them. We're they. We are the men in black.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
I'm gonna go for a little ride. Put you down here for just a minute, and Daddy will be right back. Oh!
Okay, now we're ready to go for a little ride. And we're going to meet your daddy's friends. They're going to like it.
Okay, let's see. B, we got the deposed Sir Prefect of Singley touching down in the forest outside Portland tonight.
Humanoid?
You wish. Bring a sponge. And here, red letter from last night. We had an unauthorized landing somewhere in upstate New York. Kay, keep your ears open on this one. We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here. Well, we got a skimmer.
Landed alien out of zone. Who is it?
Reggie. He's not cleared to leave Manhattan, but he's way out of town right now, stuck on the New Jersey Turnpike. Why don't you take Junior here with you? This is a good one for him to warm up on. Go get him, Tiger.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger.
Unlimited technology from the whole universe, and we cruise around in a Ford POS.
Fasten your seatbelt.
See, now we got to work on your people skills. You know, you get a much better reaction if you were a little more polite.
Fasten your seatbelt, please.
Whoa, that was good. Did you ever just say
that? Oh, the red button there, kid. Don't ever, ever touch the red button. No.
Up. Where is Ivan?
Gave him a break.
Have I clung not a little Alice? I'll have really on you.
You beaks.
You can kill us both, but you will not find the galaxy.
Oh, you're right about one thing.
Not going anywhere, pal. What's going on?
I'd like to see your license and registration, please. I'd like to see your other license and registration, please. All right, your resident alien card has you restricted to the island of Manhattan. Where are you going, Reggie?
Well, it's my wife. She's... Well, look.
Oh. All right. Okay, no big deal.
You come with me, Reg. And you handle this.
What? Me?
No, it's easy. You just catch. Are you sure he knows what he's doing?
He does it all the time. Let the men work.
Ooh. Kay. Damn, man. Kay,
Something's peeking.
Proactive Weston, 54th and Madison. You're headed out of town, Reggie. What's going on?
Oh, well, we're meeting someone.
Who you meeting?
Well, it's a ship.
A ship? I didn't see a departure plans for today.
You didn't?
No.
Well, it's an emergency.
What?
You're doing fine, Ace.
What kind of emergency? What's the rush to get off the planet all of a sudden?
We just don't like the neighborhood anymore. Just some of the,
new arrivals. What new arrivals? Have anything to do with the crasher from last night?
Help me, let go!
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, okay, look. Oh, man.
Congratulations, Reg. It's a squid.
Okay, man. You know, it's actually kind of... cute.
Anything about that seem unusual to you? What would scare Regic so badly that he'd risk a warp jump with a newborn?
Let me check the hot sheets.
These are the hot sheets?
Best investigator reporting on the planet. Okay, go ahead, read the New York Times if you want to. They get lucky sometimes. Thanks, Manny.
Then I believe you're looking for tips in the supermarket tabloids.
Not looking for. Found. Wait a minute, slow down.
Why?
Give her time to get the wrong impression. Makes things go a lot smoother.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yes, ma'am. I'm Special Agent Mannheim. This is Special Agent Black of the FBI. We'd like to talk to you about your visitor.
You here to make fun of me, too?
No, ma'am. We at the FBI do not have a sense of humor we're aware of. May we come in?
Sure.
Thank you.
Lemonade?
Oh, yes, please.
The chief of police himself came up to the house and did a full-out professional investigation. Took a police report and wrote down everything I said. From A to Z, not believing one thing I said. Sort of poking fun at me. And they asked me if he was murdered, how was he able to walk back in the house. And I gotta admit to you, that one got me sort of stumped. But I'll tell you something right now, I know air, and that wasn't air. It's like something that's wearing air. Like a suit. An air suit.
Dude was that ugly before he was an alien.
I'm sorry.
Go on.
Anyway, I come to and he's gone.
Did he say anything?
Yes. He asked me for some water. Some sugar water.
Sugar water?
Yeah, if I remember that right. Because I thought that was odd. He'd asked me for sugar water or not. Lemonade or... ice water, regular water, tap water.
All right, Beatrice, there was no alien. Flash of light you saw in the sky was not a UFO. Swamp gas from a weather balloon was trapped in a thermal pocket and refracted the light from Venus.
Well, wait a minute. So you just flash that thing, it erases our memory, and you just make up a new one?
A standard issue neuralizer.
And that weak-ass story is the best you can come up with.
All right. On a more personal note, Beatrice... Edgar ran off with an old girlfriend. You're going to go stay with your mom a couple of nights. You're going to get over it and decide you're better off.
Well, yeah, you know, because he never appreciated you anyway. In fact, you know what? You kicked him out. And now that he's gone, you're going to go in town. You go to Bloomingdale's and find yourself some nice dresses. Get yourself some shoes. You know, find somewhere. Maybe you get a facial. And, hire a decorator to come in here quick, because damn. Okay, look, check it out, man. When do I get my own flashy little memory messer upper thingy?
When you grow up.
Okay.
Please, not green. Oh, damn.
I don't suppose you know what kind of alien life form leaves a green spectral trail in Crave Sugarwater, do you?
Oh, wait, that was on Final Jeopardy last night. Damn, Alex said it was...
Zed, we have a bug.
So, what, we don't like bugs?
Bugs thrive on carnage, Tiger. They consume, infest, destroy, live off the death and destruction of other species.
You were stung as a child, weren't you?
No, listen, kid. Imagine a giant cockroach with unlimited strength, a massive inferiority complex, and a real short temper. Is terrassing around Manhattan Island in a brand new Edgar suit.
Does that sound like fun?
What's the move? With the bug in town, we'll watch the morgues.
Where do you want contestant number three?
Just leave it there. What's with the cat?
Ah, the cat. Yeah, well, there's a problem with the cat. Sign here.
What's the problem with the cat?
It's your problem.
I hate the living. Shall we?
Approximately 112 degrees at time of autopsy, indicating an increase in body temperature. Examiner tried to verify this rectally, only to find the subject was without rectum, which is, needless to say, really...
weird! I'm Dr. Leo Manville, Department of Public Health. This is Dr. White.
You boys must not have much of a home life.
We watch the morgues very carefully, ma'am. Tell me, do you have something unusual around here?
I'd say so. Triple homicide.
Mm-hmm.
The first body I opened up was pretty normal, except he was broken in half. But when I opened up the other two, well, let me show you. There's a skeletal structure at work here unlike anything I've ever seen before.
All right, I'll have a look at this one. Dr. White, why don't you and Dr. Weaver check out the other body, please?
This way, Doctor. This one's even stranger. I did a full laparotomy. I started with the lesser curvature of the stomach, but we could start with the gastroesophageal junction, whichever you prefer.
Let's start wherever you started at.
Okie dokie.
Oh. Is it a cat?
Yes, it is now. It came in with the body. Okay, dive right in. I'm sure you won't mind. You have really pretty eyes.
Thank you.
Okay, you feel that? Where the pyloric junction would be? Push it aside. Notice anything strange? Stomach, liver, lungs?
Nope, all fine.
Doctor, they're all missing.
Of course. Oh, yeah, that's obviously the first thing I noticed. Well, what I was pointing out is the fact that there are no pieces of them left. Yeah, you know, so they're intact. You know, wherever they are, whole, somewhere, that we can be sure of.
Have we met before? I'm having the strangest feeling of deja vu.
Yeah, me too.
Really? Okay, do you want to know what I really think? But don't tell that guy. He looks like he's under enough stress. See, I don't think this body's really a body. I think it's some kind of transport unit for something else altogether. The question is, what?
Mm-hmm.
Is this freaking you out?
Nah, girl.
You know what I like to do sometimes when it's really late?
No. Dr. White!
Excuse me.
What do you think?
Very interesting. She got a real Queen of the Undead thing going.
Of the body.
Great body.
The dad body.
Oh, man, you're going to have to go look at that thing.
Dwight?
You recognize him?
Yeah, he looks like the big guy I saw down at headquarters, only a little deader.
Who do you think killed him?
Bug?
Dr. White.
You're up, Slugger.
Look at this.
What the hell is that? Trying to say
to prevent
struggle
to prevent war the galaxy is on Orion's that's his word.
Bed belt Orion's belt. To prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt. What the hell does that mean?
Doctor, whatever, come here.
Doctor Whatever? Hey, you guys aren't really from the Department of Health, are you?
Rosenberg. Oh, damn. The Arkellians are not gonna like this. This guy was one of the royal family.
I knew it. This is an alien, and you guys are from some government agency trying to keep it under wraps.
Look, he said to prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt.
This makes total sense. How else do you explain New York? The other day, I was in this cab, and this guy was...
Galaxy on Orion's belt didn't make any sense.
Look, that's what the little dude inside the big dude's head said, right? Right after... Damn, man. You did the flashy thing already.
Hey, whoever you guys are, you're going to have to show me some ID if you're going to be in the morgue.
Oh, yes, of course, young lady. Have a look at this for me, please.
Would you stop that?
What?
That thing is going to give her brain cancer or something.
Never heard her before. Look, we got to get all the doors closed off around here. Special services will be here any minute.
Never heard her before? How many times have you flashy thing that poor woman?
Couple.
So would you not worried about no long-term damage?
Little.
Hey, Kay, have you ever flashy thing me?
No.
I ain't playing with you, Kay. Have you ever flashy thing me?
No.
Look, Kay, I think I should be in charge of the flashy memory thing department.
Not while I'm around, Dice.
You ain't gonna be happy until you frickin' see somebody's brain out, man.
All right, we got two dead aliens and a deputy medical examiner needs a new memory.
Yes, sir.
Make it a happy memory.
Anybody ever get any sleep around here?
The twins keep us on Centaurian time. It's a 37-hour day.
Give it a few months, you'll get used to it, or you'll have a psychotic episode. Here's Orion. It's a grouping of the brightest stars in the northern sky. And here's Orion's belt.
Right, that's what the little guy said. To prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt.
Junior, there are no galaxies on Orion's belt. The belt is just these three stars. And galaxies are huge. They're made up of billions of stars. You heard wrong.
Look, whatever, man. I know what I heard. Grumpy guy story starting to come into focus a little bit here. So you were the guy in that picture you showed me with the flowers. And I take it she never got those flowers. So what, she ever get married or anything?
No.
Ah, well, you know what they say, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
Try it. Okay. Take a look at this. My God, they're all eating. We've had 12 jump in the last hour. Regic was just the first.
What the hell do they know that we don't?
Why does the rat desert a ship? Give me LimSat-4, please, with a proton induction thermoscan. Thank you. Okay, LimSat-18. All right, 4,000. That's an Archelian battlecruiser.
We've got a dead Archelian prince.
Can't speak of the devil.
They sound pissed.
Boys, translate that step on it. Why don't you get down to Rosenberg's jewelry store and see what you can turn up. Kate! Give the kid a weapon.
Series 4 deatomizer.
That's what I'm talking about.
Noisy cricket.
Hey, Kay, no, come on, man. You get a Series 4 deatomizer, I get a little midget cricket.
Oh, get.
I feel like I'm gonna break this damn thing.
Make sure you tell him that down at the impound. Please.
Who breaks into a jewelry store and leaves all the jewels?
Somebody not looking for jewelry.
This guy had a serious crush on his cat. Okay.
Get at him! That's the bug in the echo suit.
Thank you.
weapons into you and the public.
Man, we ain't got time for this cover-up bullshit. I don't know whether or not you've forgotten, but there's an alien battle cruiser about to...
There's always an alien battle cruiser or a Carillion death ray or an intergalactic plague that's about to wipe out life on this miserable little planet. The only way these people get on with their happy lives is they do not know about it.
And don't worry about the bug. He's not leaving town. We got his ship.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Zed, we need a containment crew on McDougal Street, south of Houston.
Containment may be a moot point, old friend. The exodus continues. It's like the party's over and the last one to leave gets stuck with a check. Oh, you sorry little ingrates!
What about the Archilians?
We've only translated part of the message so far. Deliver the galaxy.
No, they don't want much, do they?
Oh, it gets better. They're holding us responsible. Why do you keep your dad?
I don't have any dad.
Where?
I don't know. The city morgue? That's three for a dollar, sir.
There's some light. Some light reflected off of Venus into some swamp gas, and that's what made the.
All right, kid.
What's up?
The Archilians or the galaxy?
Whatever the hell that means. We need help. A professional, somebody with years of experience in intergalactic politics. I just hope the little prick hadn't skipped town.
Have your attention, please. Thank you. You'll gather over here. That's right. Moving closer, that's good. Thanks. If you look right here, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Now that's the worst disguise ever. That guy's definitely an alien.
You don't like it? You can kiss my furry little butt.
You busy, Frank?
Sorry, Kay. Can't talk right now. My flight's leaving.
Ow!
Get your paws off!
Call the pound! We got a stray!
The dog owes my friend money.
Archilians and bugs, Frank. What do you know?
I know nothing.
Not a thing.
Okay. Rosenberg wasn't some two-bit Archilian. He was the guardian of a whole galaxy. They thought he'd be safe here on Earth.
And the bug had other plans.
The galaxy is the best source for subatomic energy in the universe. If the bugs get their slimy claws on it, kiss the Archilians goodbye.
And ask him about the belt.
Rosenberg said something about a galaxy on Orion's belt. What's he talking about, Frank?
Beats me.
Beats you.
Good rehearsing of ventriloquist act.
The galaxy is here.
What do you mean here?
Galaxies, hundreds of millions of stars and planets. How's it here?
You humans, when are you going to learn that size doesn't matter? Just because something's important doesn't mean it's not very, very small.
How small?
Tiny, like the size of a marble or a jewel. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got to be warped before my flight.
All right, get out of here. If the galaxy's here, it's not on Orion's belt.
Okay.
Boy, when you want attention. Orion, that's a pretty name. What's this?
Okay. Yes, good. Thank you. Thank you for making sure the bell works. What's up, Farmer John?
Oh, a man came in here earlier. A dead man.
And that means what to me?
He was a very dear friend of mine. I believe he had an animal with him. It was a gift I gave him. A pet cat. It means worlds to me. I'd like to have it back.
Okay, I'm going to need a picture ID, written proof of ownership of the cat, notarized proof of kinship with the deceased.
Don't do that.
Do what?
Don't do it.
Oh, man.
Okay, why don't you let me handle this one?
What?
Look, come on, man. All we gotta do is go in here and get a cat. It's not really that hard. But if you go in there, you're gonna lay your Jack Webb on her, start flashing your brain ray all in her face. You're gonna wind up with leukemia or some shit. Woman's a doctor. She don't need you flashing away half her med school classes. 5 minutes.
2 minutes.
Where's the animal?
I told you, I don't know.
Well, let's see if we can find it.
How you doing?
Hello.
I'm Sergeant Friday from the 26th Precinct. A cat came in with a corpse the other day. Orion on the name tag.
Yes, that's right.
Right. Well, this cat is a witness in a murder case. I'm going to need to take him with me and ask him a few questions.
Well, I don't know where the cat is right now.
Oh, you don't?
No, but maybe you could take me with you instead.
Damn, you do start fast, don't you?
I'd really like to go with you. Now.
Uh-huh. And, exactly why is that?
There's something I need to show you.
Slow down, girl. You ain't gotta hit the gas like that.
No, you don't understand. You really need to see this.
Oh, I will, I will. Oh, one thing. I gotta drive. You know, it's not some macho trip. I'm saying that's just the way I get down.
Look, Stud, you're really not getting this. There's something I need you to help me with.
Freeze it, bud.
Christ, you are sick!
Look, how was I supposed to know?
What did I have to do, sing it for you?
Well, if you weren't coming on like some drunken prom date...
Oh, God, that is so typical. Anytime a woman shows the slightest hint of sexual independence...
Oh, boy, shut up!
Let her go, shit-eater.
Oh, listen, monkey boy. Compared to you humans, I'm on the top rung of the evolutionary ladder. So can it, all right?
You're breaking my heart. Show me your face and I'll cure all your ills.
You ever pull wings off a fly? You can't see a fly get even?
How far do you think you're going to get without your ship if that's what you call a piece of space trash we got locked up in the office?
Put your weapons down.
Never going to happen, insect.
It's okay. Hey, Laurel.
How is it okay?
I'm saying it's going to be okay. Don't bet on it, me, sack. Take me here!
No way.
Take me!
not leaving the planet in the cab. Let's go.
Come with me. Put up a bio net all the way around Manhattan. If it's not human, I don't want it to leave this island.
Yes, sir.
What do we hear from our friends upstairs?
Same thing, deliver the galaxy.
The bug's got the galaxy, but we got his ship. He's got to be looking for a way out.
Warning, photonic detection. Warning, photonic detection.
What are you shooting at us for?
Darkhelion battle rules, kid. First we get an ultimatum, then a warning shot, and then we have a galactic standard week to respond.
A galactic standard week? How the hell long is that?
1 hour.
1 hour. Then what? Oh, that's bullshit.
Look, kid, to keep the bugs from getting it, the Arkhelions will destroy that galaxy.
And whatever planet it's on.
You're talking about us.
I'm pulling up the location of every interstellar vehicle within 100 miles.
Already here. Frank DePod took the last ship.
Okay, we got Sneakers landing in Throgs.
Gone.
We have an Linux in.
How the old? Gone.
All right, Bayonne.
Gone.
All right, there's Three Mile Island.
Gone.
Yeah,
Staten Island. Gone, thank God.
Fellas.
Says we're running out of time here. If that bug gets off the planet, if that galaxy, we're all bug proof.
Hey, old guys! Do those still work?
You're coming with me.
What?
It's a long trip. I'll need a snack.
What?
Wait a minute, is he taking a tunnel?
You know a better way to get to Queens?
Man, that thing's going to be packed.
You remember the little red button?
Yeah.
Push the little red button. And you may want to put on a seatbelt.
Okay.
Too tense. You're a young man. You need to relax. Learn to take some joy in your work. Do you like music? That's better.
I'm a very important person on my planet. Like a queen. A goddess, even. There are those who worship me. I'm not telling you this to try to impress you. I'm just letting you know it could start a war.
Good, war. That means more food for my family. All 78 million of them. That's a lot of mouths to feed, Your Highness.
You're a wonderful dad, but I'm staying here. Oh.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bro, just check in. They don't check out.
Warning. A. Minute to the destruction of Earth. A. Minute to the destruction.
Thank you.
pulsar level 5 with a subsonic implosion factor.
What? Just shoot the damn thing on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Whatever galaxy you might be carrying, and step away from your busted ass vehicle and put your hands on your head.
I'll put my hands on my head. Like this?
Whatever happens, don't let him get on the second ship.
What? What are you talking about?
Keep him on this planet.
Okay, where are you going?
I'm getting my gun back.
Hey, Bud, wait a minute. I'm talking to you. You know how many of your kind I've swatted with the newspaper? You're nothing but a smear on the sports page to me, you slimy, gut-sucking, intestinal parasite. Eat me! Eat me! Hey! What's up? You just gonna eat and run, huh? What about dessert? That's it? Where you going? This party just getting started. Where you going? Let me tell you something. There's only one way off of this planet, baby. And that's through me. I'm sorry. Was that your auntie? Oh, then that must mean that's your uncle then, huh? You know y'all look alike.
Well, well. Big bad bug got a bit of a soft spot, huh? See, what I can't understand is why you got come down here bringing all this ruckus, snatching up galaxies and everything. My attitude is, don't start nothing, won't be nothing.
You need to ease up out my face before something bad happened to you. Too late.
Sif, call your Achilles, tell him we have the galaxy.
You got it, friend.
Going to get your gun back, huh?
I like this gun.
Yeah, well, while you was in there playing around, I was down here doing all the work. You know, first I had to beat him in the head with this big rock, then I was going to hit him with this 2x4. He kicked me, it hurt. But then I got to the fire, you know, I was like, with the fire.
Not bad for your second day at work, is it?
This definitely rates about a 9.0 on my weird shitter meter.
Should have been here for the Saronian migration in 1968. I guess you weren't even alive in 16.
Interesting job you guys have.
Okay, look, I know we got these rules and everything, but I was thinking she did help us bust that bug. Maybe we didn't have to flashy thing her. Okay, come on, man. What? Who's she gonna tell? She hang out with all dead people.
It's not for her. It's for me.
What?
They're beautiful, aren't they? Stars. I mean, I never look at them anymore, but they actually are quite, beautiful.
Kay, you're frightening your partner.
I haven't been training a partner, I've been training a replacement.
Wait a minute, Kay. I cannot do this job by myself.
Hey, guys. My apartment isn't anywhere near here. It's not even on the same island.
Days, months, years. Always facing forward.
Hey.
I've just been down the gullet of an interstellar cockroach, kid. That's one of 100 memories that I don't want. See you around, Jay.
No, you won't.
Called. The High Consulate from Salaxium 9 wants floor seats for the Knicks Bulls game.
All right, let's put in a call to Dennis Rodman. He's from that planet.
Rodman? You're kidding.
Nope.
Not much of a disguise.
guys dressed in black. Remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you did not see. So don't blink, be what was dead is now gone. Black suit with the black Ray-Bans on. Walk in shadow, move in silence. Guard against extraterrestrial violence. But yo, we ain't on no government list. We straight, don't exist, no names and no fingerprints. Saw something strange, watch your back, cause you never quite know where the MIBs is at. So the darkest of night on the horizon, bright light into sight, tight camera zoom, running your pens in doom. But then like boom, black suits fill the room up with the quickness, talk with the witnesses, hypnotize up, normalize up, vivid memories turn to fantasies. Ain't no MIBs, can I please do what we say, that's the way we kick it, yeah I mean, or see my noisy cricket get wicked on you. We're your first, last and only line of defense against the worst scum of the universe. So don't fear us, cheer us, if you ever get near us, don't jeer us. With a fearless MIBs freezing up all the flag.
What that stand for?
Men in black. Let me see you just bounce it with me, just bounce with me, just bounce it with me. Come on, let me see you just slide with me, just slide with me, just slide with me. Come on, let me see you take a walk with me, just walk it with me, take a walk with me. Come on, let me make your neck work. Now freeze. Tell you this in closing. I know we might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Cause we see things that you need not see, and we be places that you need not be. So go with your life, forget the Roswell crap. Show love to the black suit, cause that's the men in, that's the men in.